You're right on time.
Hey, hi, Jeffy.
Should be a agenda, and this is for you. I've been holding that for months. And it talks about Great Salt Lake Water and Farmers. And I thought, in your world, I thought it was a very good article, well written, and it's a month old, but
still relevant.
I don't think that has any difference in the value.
No, it doesn't. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, folks, we're going to go ahead and get started here, a minute or two. I thought I would. We'll wait to adopt the minutes till we finally get to our official time. So this is unofficial. Getting going. I just wanted to let you all know about last night. There was a city council meeting, and I'll pass you. I have an agenda. I'll pass it around so you can read it. There was an opportunity for me to talk to the city council and the mayor and the attendees about our committee and what we did. And I reviewed that we had had two bonds that had been passed, one completely committed, and we now were on the verge of opening up the second bond. And we also talked about our connection with the public, that we had an open house in April. And we had a lot of good comments from different people. You know, and we were also hoping to have a discussion and some proposals for them with Preserve Midway moving forward, and be able to have some certainty on expectations and so on and so forth. And as we had talked about, also if they would like to have a work session in it. I was not getting many, if any, questions back from the members. They seem to be pleased with that short summary. But I said we do have a couple of things we would like to talk with you about. And so in the next month or two, I think we might have an opportunity to go ahead and do that. Also on the agenda was a Lundin property, and that actually got pulled at the last minute. Oh. So the Lundins were not there. There wasn't the attaboy, attagirl part of it that the mayor wanted to do. Michael, can you talk about what has happened in general with that? Because we don't know any of that.
Yeah, just kind of very briefly with it, there's been progress since last night, since it was pulled off the agenda. And so one of the siblings, Ronnie, he did sign the agreement. And so that's very good news. I understand there's still one more signature to obtain, but we're that close. And so it's really the finish line right now. So it's unlikely that it will not go through at this point. But I guess it's not done till it's done. But everybody's very hopeful, including Wendy, who I talked to just before this meeting.
Good.
So
good.
I think we're in really good shape there.
Excellent. Yeah. Yay.
Yep.
And then the final issue, I'm pleased to say, was the Heart of Midway proposal that we made to recommend $750,000 be added to the $250,000 that we gave those four property owners and bring it together. And we had many good questions about it. It was well done by the council members, and the two new members are being aggressive and trying to get informed, and it went through, and we got another 5-0 vote. Yep. So that went through, and here, if you didn't get a chance to look at it, this was portion of the document that Michael prepared, and the numbers, that is all on the agenda for last night's meeting. And then also included was the full report based on our work to the city council. And page 3, 4, and part of 5 are all of the commitments that the Heart of Midway partners needed to meet in order to meet the open space standards. So those are the three things that I thought you might want to look at. But this was a photo that was shared that was from a drone survey, and they had, what, three of the four families were represented, Michael, last night?
I think two were there.
Two of the four.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
We got yet another green light.
Yay.
For it, and I think the
is that the commitment vote for the funds?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and so The question that I expected, and I actually talked to Brad Wilson prior to the meeting to have him ready to explain about when you bust open a bond, what does that mean, how is that done, and what is the commitment of the city in moving forward with all that. They did not ask that question, but I think out of respect for them and to make sure we're on the same page, if we do have a work session with them, that we should go into that and have Brad conduct that so that we're getting a good picture to them of what's going on. So that's the background. We have two issues tonight, but before we get to that, can we vote on the minutes? Michael, thank you for the minutes that came out. They were all, this was I think a couple of weeks ago that we posted out. Were there any changes to the minutes that came out? Mm-hmm. Any conditions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a motion?
I'll do a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad I remembered that. Are there any public comments unrelated to the agenda?
I got nothing.
Okay. All right. We are supposed to have Marissa with us. Is she checked in yet?
Yeah, she is yes. On here. Okay. Marissa, can you hear us?
Looks like she's talking.
She's talking, but we're not hearing.
So, Marissa, you're unmuted. We should be able to hear you, but...
No.
Alt-A.
While we're doing this, can you two please reintroduce yourself from a month ago, just for anybody that's new here?
I'm Bob Newberry, one of the owners of the property that's listed
okay.
In the discussion today.
And I'm Tyson Miller, the co-owner with Bob.
Okay.
Van Wagner, the old Van Wagner farm is what we call it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did all of you get a chance to see the property in the ensuing weeks? Did you get a chance to get up there? Brad, what did you think?
I've got to turn this down.
So Marissa says it first says it's working, but it's not coming through here. Could she just talk through speakerphone on the phone?
Will you try once more, Marissa?
Can you try once
yes,
more?
Yes, that's good. Yes.
Okay, I'll take you off.
Okay, I turned up the volume.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marissa, this is Cortland. Good evening. Thank you for phoning in and congratulations about last night. We were talking about the Heart of Midway project and the successful vote, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, thank you all. Thank you for your recommendation. It was exciting. Anytime I visit Midway, it's not a wait longer. That's a good night. So.
Well, good. We are to your agenda item. And Tyson and Bob are here. Can you just proceed with your presentation and we'll get moving on this.
So,
yeah.
So Marissa, in order for you to share your screen, do you have anything you want to share from your computer?
No, I don't. I just have a quick update on
okay.
it. So the Tyson Miller family is still working through some things on their end. And so we had an initial conversation with them. It went well, and things are going to progress. It didn't feel that the family didn't feel they were ready to formally ask the committee for anything. So that's where it currently stands. Michael, I don't know if you have a separate update there. But
So we do have Tyson and Bob here. There may be... sounds like there has been some conversation, but we're not quite there on an ask then.
Yeah, and we're...
Yeah, go ahead. I'll get speaking for you.
Yeah, I mean, we had some conversations with Wendy by email, and because we've never done this before, we kind of wanted more of a template and how this works, because we've got a little bit invested in this property. So, there's a bit of value there. And so we wanted to understand the process and figure out what we were dealing with before we were like 100% jumping in.
Okay. And I was able to, we had a conference call, Tyson and Bob and Wendy and I, and talked about that process. There's a lot to it, so it's definitely a big process. And so still making sure we understand everything all the way through this. But I felt that was a really good conversation, and it gave us a good base where we need to go from here. So an appraisal is part of this, moving forward. So that'll be part of this. Hopefully we'll be able to get something to work from there with the appraisal. So.
Yeah, and I don't think that that's difficult. I want to say I had this appraised by the appraiser that Summitland uses before the purchase and whatnot, so he's familiar with it. And it's a person that both Summitland and I are familiar with. So we're just trying to figure out things. And that's where we're at. But we still have interest, and that's why we're here. And
Michael, can you call up the property?
Yeah,
on this. I did send a note out to folks asking you to, if you had the chance, to go to 2nd East and 1st North and go up, and you can see the long view of the property. Guys, it's would there be about 25 to 30 neighbors around the border? Would that be
I would say, especially when Raymond Farms went in, holy cow. Yeah, just on that end. I would say there might be like 6 just on the end of the property alone. And it's hard to say on the length of property how many border. We can't really.
So let me orient you. So this is 1st North.
Okay.
This is 200 East. And this is the little half block that goes up by the old Van Wagner property, and it's that piece going up there. So these are those houses, and I count somewhere around 30 when I circumnavigated it.
Yeah.
So there would be 30 people who would probably want to know that you're making this proposal, and we then could figure out a way either to host a neighborhood night or to do it here in one of our regular meetings, because there would be people that would want to come in. What we have learned is that, and please contribute the rest of you, that often there are some questions, not about the objective of the property, but other related issues. What's the access going to be? Is there going to be a house or two that's going to be placed on the property? You know, what are the water rights? Another one, because of the importance to the city, and this was talked about last night, a trail, a public trail that would go through. And there's a partial one right here, and where is it, Michael, up over here?
So we have a trail bordering on the north, have a stub right here in Indian Summer. So we want to connect up to here.
And you can also see it if you go to 3rd East and then come up here and then walk up here on, and you get another view of that. But I think the issue of letting the neighbors know what it is you're trying to do, and us and you communicating with them once we have a plan of attack, then that would be probably something that would be very helpful. Any other thoughts that you have, committee, from lessons that we have learned in doing this?
What's the current use? I mean, obviously the end we're looking at the south end is
agricultural grazing. So it's green belt.
Michael, can you go back to the?
So that would be the usage. The zoning is R. Is it R15?
So 3rd acre lots. So what you see over here in Indian Summer is essentially what could happen on this property.
Yeah.
And so we do have some other limiting factors like access, those types of things, but kind of what you see over here is what could be over here.
So. My problem is the only thing I've been able to see is this Google Earth view, so that's why I'm kind of bugging you with questions. The northern portion, I'm assuming that's a ditch of some sort?
Oh.
You got field that...
Kind of right here?
Yep.
That is a ditch. Yeah.
North of that?
So there's a culvert there now. This picture is a little bit old looking at the barn. And the, yeah, there's a culvert for cows to cross because they were destroying. It's a ditch, but if you go out there, it's, I think a lot of people would confuse it for a creek. And it's always had water in it. If you talk to Van Wagners, they would know more. Because it sounds funny, but this property was purchased initially by my father. And he called me and he says, I need to buy a property in 2 weeks, and can you help me find some land? And anyway, so that's how that transpired. And we've basically leased it to the Van Wagners, who were the original owners. I want to say there's one owner in between of that farm, or that has been there. There was a red barn that serviced this farm, and Ty, I think, built his home, and they took that down. And we had interest in maybe buying it, moving it on the farm, but we felt like, we would probably move something else there at the end of the day. But, yeah, it's been, I think, raising cattle for a very, very, like, well over 100 years, I would say, in that area. Yeah. But Van Wagners would probably know more.
Yeah, they would know the history. And Ty lives right there. Mm-hmm. And Ken, who was the sheriff, and he was on our city council for quite a while, lived right here for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they farmed this for a good long time. But, yeah, as Cortland mentioned, we have a trail that's been planned. We've been in conversations about the trail for quite some time, and we want to make sure that happens because our bigger trail network, which I think is a huge value for us to consider, is we've brought trails all the way down from Bergie Hill Park through Amiali, through Raymond Farms, you know, down to Main Street on this side. But the other part of that plan is coming down and connecting this spot through through Bob and Tyson's property to really bring it over to South Hill is the idea. We're just missing this one connection right here and a little bit on First North. Yep. There'll be a trail built along this future road right here. And so we'll be able to connect that whole thing together. And this is one big part of that that puzzle, one big piece of the puzzle. So there's some added value with that. It is in the middle of the block, but there are a lot of people who surround it, as Cortland mentioned, so mm-hmm. there's quite a bit of value. There's not a lot of pieces on the north end of town left.
No.
And so, you know, luckily last night we made progress over here on the heart of Midway, so that's well on its way. And you know, there's really not that many. We have the conservation easements up here, but most of these pieces are gone at this point. You know, this one's for sale right now over here. The Probst family owns that one, and I've tried to tell everybody who comes to my door that there's another option here, but it's a pretty high price point over there. So.
Karen Payne made the very good point last night when we were talking about the heart of Midway, that this is probably more typical of the kind of project we're going to have moving forward, where there are partners, there's going to have to be a lot of coordination, there's going to be some opportunity for public access, but in some of these, it's going to be a view shed or a wildlife-driven component along with the agriculture, and I think that is a strong component of the values of this.
Yeah.
Would you say?
I'd say so, yeah.
What's the dark green property that you have?
So this is part of Raymond Farms, and this is dedicated open space right here. Mm-hmm. So there is, we are contiguous to preserved open space, which adds value in my opinion to this. It sounds like some of the other property owners in this area, though they have smaller pieces, are willing to add maybe an acre or two in other spots to, maybe it's not all contiguous, but it's kind of in this general area, which would add to it. So we'll have to see how that turns out. But But yeah, the neighborhood, there are some very interested neighbors in this area on preserving the open space. So, mm-hmm. as Cortland and I had a meeting years ago over with the neighborhood mm-hmm. at Leslie Miller's house.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that dark green spot as wet as it appears?
It is pretty much all wetlands, yeah. At least the wetland study when Raymond Farms came through, it's got a pretty high water table right there. And there's probably some wetlands over in this area. There was a wetland study done in your time or before your time?
That was done. I want to say it was 2015, so it was before we purchased it, because yeah. we evaluated it before we bought, and then the majority of the wetlands, it sounds funny, on our property, it follows the ditch, but if down in that corner that looks really dry, that is the biggest part of the wetlands.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't have to look wet.
Yeah,
it can come down to species and...
Yep. Yeah, there's really three components, and Nancy knows better than I do, but it's the presence of water, it's a type of soil, and it's also the vegetation. And so those things all come
hydric
into play. And really, over time, though, as we've got the pressurized irrigation system, and we're 20-plus years into a drought, areas that were wetlands in the past really aren't wetlands anymore, especially up like Pine Canyon, for instance. A lot of that used to be
really
100% wetlands, and now some of it's zero.
It's not so, like on the surface, but if you dig down like a foot, it's right there.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. So that's deceiving a high water table. Yeah.
Yeah. And so some of our wetlands were because of flood irrigation in the past.
Yeah.
Things have changed. So.
Can you show at a greater scale the property above it? Raymond Farms. For those of you who weren't around, that was all a farm with dairy. And the Raymonds made an effort to convert to agribusiness, aquaculture. And there were a number of issues that went on, and there was some frustration, and at some point the Raymonds said, fine. And so that development went in. And that is the background for that area that I think many people, looking back on it now, I wonder if we might have been able to do what these gentlemen are talking about and have another opportunity to find some ways to preserve that. So, just so you're aware of that. Anything else to add, gentlemen?
No, we were at the last meeting and we were invited to this meeting, and
okay.
I think that we're working through some things with Wendy right now.
Okay.
And but we're honestly in contact with Michael quite a bit for this issue or that issue, and it's not even related, so yeah.
Okay, well, our next meeting is the first Wednesday in August, and then we won't meet for 2 months after that, so if you can get that initial paperwork, it's a single sheet, and you work things out with Marissa and Wendy just to get this ball rolling.
Okay.
Just from my understanding, with this paper that you're referencing, what exactly is that that triggers this?
Single sheet of paper, and it gets you to first base in terms of what are your motives, something about your property, some details,
so
and then
present a request to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we needed to have something.
It's not a lot of detail.
I'm sorry.
The initial NOI is not a lot of detail. It's not going to ask you to explain a whole bunch. It's just a quick overview so that it's on paper. Hey, we're interested.
So when you use NOI, you mean notice of information?
Notice of interest.
Yeah.
Wendy can provide a copy of Michael.
Yeah, Wendy.
It's a form.
Yeah.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right, if you can see that.
And part of the issue is that, well, one, Bob and I have been gone for a little bit, we don't understand the process. Like, we purchased a lot of property between Bob and I in the past, but we don't understand the process of conservation easement. So I think that we're working through that, and I may talk to you or email you about the city's process specifically, because it's very foreign to Bob and I, and I feel very, you know, fish out of water, to be honest. Like,
Well, don't feel bad, because when we started this 8 years ago, we had two attorneys, we had a PhD MD, we had two CPAs, and we had no clue what we were doing.
There's a learning curve for sure, and all of us went through it.
Yeah.
If we present the note of interest, then what is the next step?
Yeah, I mean, really, the next step is to work through either Utah Open Lands, most likely, if that's who you're talking with right now, but there's also some land conservancy. And working through one of those land trusts, they'll work out, talk to you about the details of what you'd like to do, and work out what the ask will be from the city. And that ask will be brought to this committee, and they'll make a recommendation to the city council.
By one of the trusts.
Yeah, one of the trusts is, because they'll be the ones that will hold the conservation easement. So they're a part of it. That third party needs to be part of the conservation.
Yeah, in fact, we consider them the experts.
Yes.
At Utah Open Lands and Cheryl Fox at Summit Lands Conservancy have been doing this for decades. They are the experts in putting together these conservation easements. We're a funding source. And what they will do is try to gather funds from a various number of places.
Okay.
Federal grants, private donations. We're one of those funding sources, and it's taxpayer money out of our open space box. So.
Okay. And then I'm assuming that Bob and I have a contractual obligation with Midway City and with the trust.
Yeah, well, that easement is signed by all three parties.
Okay.
So it'll happen. Yeah, so we're in it together at that point. And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At the end, we're in it together during the process. The reason I'm making this very clear is that we decide. We are the decision board. We're the ones who recommend, yes, the money should go to you or not. So we're glad to see you. We will answer all the questions we possibly can. And then the reason we send you off to a third party is to make sure our taxpayers aren't going, what are you doing? We keep a barrier there.
Okay.
And it's not that we're sort of pawning you off on anyone, it's just to keep that barrier.
I think that's fair for both parties.
Just a question for you guys, I guess. Having looked at it, those of you that had the opportunity to do it, is it something that you'd be interested in? I mean, to consider?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
So we'd be interested in talking to some of the folks that live just in the eastern there, and they're very interested in trying to keep that open.
I would think that they'd be pretty much on board. I think if it went the other direction,
pitchforks and
much different conversation.
But on that same note, I mean, conservation easements. You know, you're typically not going to get full value out of us, but you can still use the property and stuff.
You still own it.
At least, like, my opinion on something is like this is put three or four lots on that south end, and then do the conservation easement above that. That way, that you get some value back for you, and we don't have to pay you as much for the property for
I've come to understand, again, very much a novice in this, and this might be a misconception, but if it was much less than the 11 or so acres, it wouldn't be of interest to put it into conservation.
Well, as a general rule, we don't have a hard cutoff like that. We have found over the years that every one of these projects is unique. It's not a one-size-fits-all. And so, you know, 10 acres, 11 acres, 12 acres. So far, I guess, what's the heart of Midway?
Yeah. What is that? Almost 15, I think.
Almost 15.
Yeah.
But it started out less than that.
And
we cobbled together others to make it bigger. Obviously, the Culver Farm, the Mountain Spy area, those are large open tracts that we were able to preserve. But they're not, we don't have a lot of large open tracts left around here. And so we have been intentionally looking at smaller parcels. But the basic requirement is the same. Is there a willing landowner who wants to preserve their property? And does that particular piece of property, be it 10 acres or 100 acres, have the view sheds, the conservation qualities to it that make it worthwhile for the city council to pay taxpayers money for the development rights? Basically, is what the conservation easement is. You're stripping the development rights off that.
Yeah, this would be the smallest one for us up to this point, but if it meets the criteria that we're looking at and it's a good deal for the community, we're going to do it. So,
but it also, and I think part of, there's going to be two stances. One might be the actual trust, the land trust, that may have an opinion on that too, right? Or do they usually...
Well, they're part of it, because usually they help gather funds, and so yeah, they do have an opinion. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be.
But generally, they're on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll be the ones who will be able to advise you. Sorry, I'm trying not to say highest and best case because that's a legal term. But they're going to be the ones who advise you the best way to look at the property as far as what you needed to do. If you're looking at it and you're going, I just did this with our family property. I walked around and I said, my sister wants her money. Like, if that's what you've got to do, they're the ones who can advise you, this is how it can be done, or it can't be done.
Right. And they'll budge you on taxes, and, is there any benefits?
I understand that, yeah. I was just curious because, I don't know, I picked that up in some conversation along the way, that this was probably, the way it sits, was probably about the smallest piece of property it would be considered, but if there's other options, it's good to know.
Let's check with Marissa.
Yeah.
Marissa, is there anything that you want to fill in the blanks on at this point?
No, I think it sounds like maybe we can have more conversations with the family and help answer some of these questions. I appreciate you guys saying that we are the experts, because I think you're accurate. Cheryl and Wendy are. So I think we can answer a lot of those questions and help maybe visualize and create a timeline and like show which partners, like where Midway City comes in, where the land trust, and help work through that.
Okay. Any other observations, questions?
We do have a stated minimum.
Pardon?
We do have a stated minimum. We will not accept a lot.
Mm-hmm. We will not accept a what?
A lot.
A lot.
One buildable residential lot.
All right.
Or just somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we have that problem here.
No, that's not even here. Isn't that problem?
It's
okay.
A heck of a backyard.
Yeah, it is a heck of a backyard.
Yeah. You had a question, Sheffy.
Just a comment. The biggest gift is a willing landowner. So I just want to say thank you for considering that. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Agreed.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's
yep.
A cool area. Yeah. Good concept. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope we see you in August.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Marissa.
Can't get any shorter.
What? Is there a day?
First Wednesday.
Yeah.
The first Wednesday.
First Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay, Mom. Yeah.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Off we will.
Steve, you have any news on review of the Wasatch Open Lands Board? Any additional information about activities or their efforts that we should be thinking about in our planning for 26?
I have nothing to add at this.
Okay.
It's been relatively quiet other than trying to generate interest. And it's been relatively slow at this point, I would say.
Okay. All right. Any questions for him about that? All right, fans.
I think other than that, they're trying to keep, and with you guys, I don't know what's happened since, and I haven't seen anything recently about trying to keep the bypass closer
to 40. Yep.
And I think that's welcome. On the other hand, if you drive out there and you look at the slope, it's moving up.
Yeah, that one is. They've got a mountain of dirt over there.
And I can tell you the traffic is bad all the way from Jordanelle down the River Road. It's like, holy cow.
And it's all here to get there.
I'm doing that every day. It's like, it doesn't matter what time you're there. It's just they need to make it a right hand turn lane all the way up.
Yeah, I do.
Well, some of us have done maybe a right hand turn.
I'm resisting the impulse.
And
I
still want
to.
Our local workshop in Woodbury, or in Massachusetts, because we closed our property to them. They rather indirectly sent you information. Do you want me to give you information? Do you want me to report that information? The last thing I got that I looked at went, a downloadable app of the local land trust. Cats, please. Do you want me to kind of plug that into you and say that here's some ideas to encourage others to do?
You might want to share with Corlin too.
I said the last time.
We made copies at our last meeting and passed it
around. Yeah, that we were distributing last time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you everybody for taking the time to come in tonight. We'll see you on August 5th, if not before. And Michael and I will follow up with our guests tonight and we'll move forward. I don't think we'll be aiming for any work session with the city council until after the station. There's too much going on. So. Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Get outside and enjoy the music.
I am. I'm good. Thank you. I've been good.
I'm sorry.
It's busy, but you're good. Yeah.
Well, I figure I've stood at your fence and yelled at you a couple of times.